Unit 4. Act Your Age. Pages 135 to 136.
Tanaika. Part 3. Survival. The restaurant closed at sunset, and I watched the big man drive away. I climbed through the unlocked window and walked into the restaurant. I was hungry, so I took a glass of milk and a piece of pie. I wanted to keep a list of what I ate so I could pay for it. I planned to get up early, go out the window, and walk to the woods. I lay down on the floor and fell asleep.
"What are you doing here, kid?"
It was the big man's voice. It was morning. I had slept too late. I was scared.
"Wait, kid. I just want to know what you're doing here. You lost? You must be from the reservation. Your parents must be worried about you. Do they have a phone?"
"Yes, yes," I answered, "but don't call them."
I was shaking.
The man told me his name was Ernie and made me a cup of hot chocolate. I told him about Tanaika. "I can't believe it," he said after he heard my story.
"I've lived next to the reservation all of my life, and this is the first time I ever heard about the Tana, whatever you call it. It seems a silly thing to do to a kid."
That's just what I thought before, too. But when Ernie said it, I became angry.
"No, it isn't silly. It's a tradition of the Ka. We've been doing this for hundreds of years. My mother and my grandfather and everybody in my family did this ceremony. That's why the Ka are survivors and good warriors."
"Okay, good warrior," Ernie laughed. "Whatever you want. And if you want to stay around here, that's okay with me." Ernie went to a closet and gave me a bag of clothes. "That's the lost and found closet," he said. "Clothes that people left on boats. Maybe there's something to keep you warm." I put on a big sweater and it felt good. I had a new friend, and more important, I was surviving Tanaika. My grandfather said that we would have adventures during the 5 days, and I was really having one. He never said that we couldn't accept things from good people.